Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you too many, and so glad you dropped by our program for all sorts of great things in the public interest here in Western Mass. And Mark Auerbach joins us on today's program.
And we will also once and for all time, answer the age-old question, should you rinse your dishes before placing them in the dishwasher?
And the answer may surprise you. Now, on to what's happening. The U.S. Army Field Band and the Soldiers Chorus are setting out to entertain the Northeast with a tour that will include a performance here in Springfield at Symphony Hall, Saturday, April 20, 2024, 3 p.m. The U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus will present This We'll Defend, a video-integrated patriotic concert experience sponsored by MGM Springfield, with the support of more than 100 soldiers in the band, the chorus, and behind the scenes. They will perform We'll Meet Again, Sitting on a Dock of the Bay, Neil Diamond's America, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and the traditional Armed Forces Salute. If you'd like more information about the free concert by the Field Band and Soldiers Chorus, visit spiritofspringfield.org. You can email staff at spiritofspringfield.org, or you can call them at 413-733-3800. A survey by This Old House Reviews says the average Massachusetts household pays close to $700 in utilities each month, only lower than Connecticut and Hawaii. Massachusetts residents pay the third highest utility bills in the country. Insufficient insulation is a major cause of this, so if you want to save money on your utility bill, make sure to always shut off appliances and electronics when not in use, as well as keeping a tight seal on all your doorways. Every little bit helps, right? CBS will be re-airing Sunday night's Billy Joel special in its entirety, following an abrupt end to the concert while it was being shown live on the air. And boy, was that a mess. And a lot of folks jammed up the switchboard, so to speak, at CBS. And they have announced Billy Joel the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden, will be rebroadcast this Friday night. In a statement sent to local news outlets on Monday, CBS explained what happened, saying in part, "A network programming timing error ended last night's Billy Joel special, approximately 2 minutes early in the Eastern and Central time zones. Now, we apologize to Mr. Joel, his fans, our affiliated stations, and our audience whose viewing experience was interrupted during the last song." See, folks, this is what happens when you let the computers take care of everything. Didn't used to be that way. Well, two vultures that were acting strange and lethargic in Connecticut worried wildlife rescuers until they found out the birds were actually drunk. Rehabilitators with A Place Called Home said the vultures were found the day before the eclipse on Sunday, April 7th. The birds reportedly moving around inside a dumpster looking for food when they found something fermented enough to cause severe intoxication. They were having trouble flying, and they had trouble balancing and kept passing out and drawing concern. So they were bundled off to a vet who took care of them, determined that they had gotten themselves good and fried, and tucked them in, kept them warm, and they say here gave them a big breakfast the following morning. And then they took off and they were fine. Over at Forest Park, they're increasing the park patrols around the clock to give Springfield residents a sense of security and free up Springfield police officers to be in our city streets and neighborhoods. So from sunrise to sunset, there will be sheriff deputies patrolling Forest Park on foot and on horse as part of a new safety initiative throughout the spring and summer to provide a layer of comfort for park goers all around. Now, this partnership between the Springfield Police and the Hamden County Sheriff's Office, it is hoped, will change the situation for the better. You may have noticed your allergies acting up a little bit with a stuffy nose or watery eyes. With the warm spring weather comes the spring allergies. Tree pollen right now at its highest in April and May, which can be the worst type of pollen when it comes to allergies. Grass pollen, also moderate right now, as the grass comes back to life. Okay, chicken freaks, heard about Raising Cane restaurants? Well, you more than likely will. The northeast of the U.S. in particular saw multiple restaurants increasing in popularity across the region, with a very popular chicken chain, Raising Cane, taking the top spot. Based out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Cane's is best known for its chicken tenders and ever-popular Cane's sauce. The fast casual chain finished as the 18th fastest-growing brand in the country overall, but the number one in the northeastern and southern states this year. Alone, they've operated 27 new locations across the country, putting their total at over 790 U.S. locations. Now, other brands that are quickly growing in the Northeast include Rally House, that's a sports apparel store, Popeyes, and fellow fast food chicken chain, as you know, Cava, a Mediterranean restaurant chain, and Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, a fast casual burger restaurant. And now, time for Mark Auerbach's Arts Beat Report. And then, we either shatter a myth or we support it. Mark?
Wicked, the celebrated musical about the Land of Oz before Dorothy arrived, returns to the Bushnell for an extended run for 3 weeks, April 24th through May 12th. The musical, adapted from Gregory Maguire's novel by Stephen Schwartz and Winnie Holzman, just celebrated its 20th anniversary on Broadway, where it's the fourth longest-running musical, and a film version will be released later this year. The production is directed by Tony Award winner Joe Mantello, with musical staging by Tony Award winner Wayne Cilento. For details, bushnell.org. TheaterWorks is bringing two special events to Hartford. Drag superstar Varla Jean Merman returns to TheaterWorks April 28th with her new show, Stand By Your Drag, co-written by Hartford's Jacques Lamar. And Woody Says, The Life and Music of Woody Guthrie, returns to TheaterWorks in July. For details, twhartford.org. The play that goes wrong, the zany farce by Henry Lewis, Henry Shields, and Jonathan Sayer, turns a theater performance into a laugh riot. It'll be on stage at the Majestic in West Springfield through June 2nd. It's opening night at a community theater performance, and everything from miscues to malfunctioning sets turns the opening night into a schadenfreude fest. For details, majestictheater.com. Chester Theater has announced the roster of performances for its 35th season benefit concert to be held on April 18th at the Stationery Factory in Dalton, Massachusetts. Co-artistics directors James Barry and Tara Franklin will take to the stage, along with Joel Ripka, Kira Naughton, Chris Roman, Mark Franklin, and the Cartoon Moons. For details, chestertheater.org. The Junction Trio performs at Bombyx in Florence April 21st, courtesy of Valley Classical Concerts, on a program which includes music by Zorn, Ives, and Beethoven. For details, valleyclassicalconcerts.org. The Young at Heart Chorus brings their new program, Mash Up 8, Saturday night at the Academy to Northampton's Academy of Music April 20th. They'll be performing with the Children's Chorus of Springfield, Noah Britton and Jen Page, and the Pride Chorus. For details, aomtheater.com. And last, Robert Joseph Brewer, a valued member of the Western Mass theater community, died April 1st. He had numerous credits as a stage manager on Broadway, off-Broadway, and in the region, including the Berkshire Theater Festival. He was active in the Berkshire Theater Critics Association, where his husband, Peter Bergman, is a critic. Rest in peace. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. There's a myth that mentions the importance of rinsing dishes. before the dishwasher to ensure sanitation. Now, this has been proven false several times over and isn't something to worry about. If you don't bathe your plates and cups in hot water before a dishwasher cycle, you need not worry. You'll still have clean and sanitized dishes upon using just the dishwasher. The high temperatures that a standard washer uses are enough to eliminate germs. If you just want extra peace of mind, use the highest temperature setting on your dishwasher during the cycle. Dishwashers are designed to keep you healthy and safe on the next use of your kitchenware. See that? Let's put that old Dido to bed once and for all. And we did it here on Pioneer Valley Radio, where we talk about everything under the sun that I think might be of interest to you. So thank you for being with us, and we hope we have you on our next program. Our thanks to Mark Auerbach as well here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.